makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5, rock and roll, touchdown, Texans!
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans Today, the only podcast coming to you straight from Reliance Stadium. Running back Chris Brown missed a second day of training camp with back spasms. And Jacoby Jones, Sean Thompson, Petey Fagans, and Scott Jackson were all on the sidelines. We did hear from a healthy Kevin Walter who talked about his chemistry with quarterback Matt Schaub. First, remember you can buy tickets to your Kenny Chesney when he comes to Reliance Stadium on Saturday, August 16th. Go to HoustonTexans.com for more information.
Flight 72! Flight 72!
Kevin Walter led the Texans last year in receptions and established himself as the team's number two receiver behind Andre Johnson. Walter still thinks he has a lot to prove in 2008.
Yeah, Schaub, you know, he's a quarterback. He's the face of this franchise along with, you know, a few other players. But Matt, you know, he's healthy and he's looking good. You know, he doesn't look like nothing's wrong with his shoulder. He's out here competing, getting better each day. You know, that's what we need to do. We need him to step up as well as, you know, a lot of other players just step up. And, you know, if he's playing well, we're all going to play well. You know, quarterback's the main position on offense, and Matt's doing a great job.
Have you seen any differences in his game this year?
I think his confidence. I think he's more comfortable with the system. He's throwing the ball well, throwing deep balls well. You know, he did, you know, a lot of great things last year, but he's looking good this year too.
And then just a little more on your chemistry with him.
You know, my chemistry with Matt is great. You know, off the field, we're good buddies. You know, we hang out, and, you know, I think, you know, our timing and everything is just getting better. You know, I think we're leaps and bounds from last year, and we'll score a lot of points, and we'll throw up a lot of yards this year.
As always, thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with the latest Texans news. And remember, it's always football time in Houston.
All you Texans, get up and scream.